The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WHIO and Cox Media Group.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
This is WHIO's Brian Kilmeade. Hi, everybody. Dayton is our number one priority. You know that. And as news breaks, we'll break in anytime. Dayton's all news and talk is 1290, 95.7 WHIO.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
I hope you're taking it easy out there. I know Dave and I are. Welcome to Auto Talk today. I'm Jan Murphy, along with my husband and partner, Dave. We're your hosts of Auto Talk each and every Saturday at noon, right here on WHIO's Ask the Expert Weekend. We're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. Dave's an ASC Master Certified Technician for 100 years. And Murphy's Auto Care, we've been serving all makes and models since 1994. That's over 25 years. It's gone so fast. We're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, to serve you and your family's vehicle needs.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome.
Absolutely.
To the show.
Welcome to Auto Talk. I am Dave. I'm also your Caped Car Crusader today. We are in a little bit of costume here live on Facebook as well. We hope you're having a great day. We hope it's going to be an amazing, it is a beautiful day, first of all, and a great Halloween trick-or-treat day. As I said, Murphy's is your home for touch-free service, or I wanted to share. We always have had free pickup and delivery, and our staff has over 125 years of experience. Working on vehicles. That's right.
So we're in blended costume today.
We are
rooting for our Buckeyes tonight when they play, and that's going to be an exciting game here. I'm so happy to watch football
again, finally.
And so it's a lot of fun. And then we're also kind of have our masks on. Instead of our mouth, it's our eyes and our top of our head. So, hey, join us on Facebook Live. That's where you can see our costumes today. Facebook Live, we're going to be taking your questions as well as on the radio. Give us a call at area code 937-457-1290. You can give us a call. We'll be answering your questions, anything automotive. It is a beautiful day out there, and we really, really appreciate you tuning in today.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're in costume, by the way, or heading for that party pretty soon, you know, we'd love to hear what you're wearing. But we really want to hear about your car, what's going on, your truck, what's going on with that, or just your thoughts in general about automotive service and you know, what your experiences have been.
Yeah, it's been Car Care Month here in October.
Oh, yeah.
And so even though it's a beautiful day today, we're going to talk a little bit about getting your car ready for that cooler weather. I know the time changes and it's going to get darker earlier. Many of you are going to be doing that drive home in the dark.
That's
and
right.
The weather's going to turn a little cooler, icy, rainy, whatever.
We had
our first frost last night here
in some areas,
Miami Valley area. But thanks for tuning in today.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about all kinds of automotive things.
Hey, speaking of that temperature drop, you know, I bet there's a few people listening right now that probably, if they got in their vehicle already this morning and it was outside, they may have seen the tire pressure monitoring light on in their vehicle. And if they're not real certain about that, call us 457-1290. We'll talk about it. Hopefully we can help you out. It's usually a simple fix, or it's of four or five different things. Happy to help you with that.
Many times all it takes is a drastic change in the temperature overnight.
Right.
And
right.
That will cause those TPMS lights, tire pressure monitoring system lights, to just pop on. It's a good time to get your car checked out and make sure your tires are inflated properly, and they're going to hold the air that they need in order for you to get where you're going to be and stop properly and all the above.
That's right. Get them checked. We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more. Got a bunch of things on our list today, and but we're going to dive right into it right now. So, hey, we're going to start off with, first of all, you know, as you said, we're ending October. We had a fundraiser, which we have been running very successfully with the help of all of our listeners here and our longtime customers all around the Miami Valley. So we want to say thank you as we ended up yesterday. We'll have details for that next week on next week's show. We want to share that. But we most of all, I wanted to say, hey, thanks a lot to all of you who got in,
yeah,
you know, had your car serviced, got the brake inspections if you were able to take advantage of the brake special, and most of all, help with, you know, breast cancer awareness last month by helping us and helping yourselves, all of us, for making a donation to the Kettering Medical Center's Women's Wellness Fund here in the next week. And we'll share those details with you. But thank you.
So we saw some new faces as well as some friends that we know that came in and got their brakes serviced. And it's a great time for the customer with getting free brake pads. It was a great time for the Kettering Wellness and a great time for everybody. So
Absolutely. Thanks everybody that participated. By the way, today our producer is Brandon. So please make sure you call him at 457-1290. And he will let us know here in our remote studio. I kind of reversed that. That you're on hold waiting. Oil leaks. I wanted to talk about oil leaks really quick. And I'm going to talk about a particular vehicle, BMWs. All right. Not that they're any worse than others, but we service BMWs on a regular basis. And it just was one of those things. As I was in the shop this week, we had a couple of them in. One of them was, you know, in for an oil leak issue. And it's a good car to talk about because where it really takes us to is basic maintenance. And the specific engine is the N54, if you have that, which would be in a 335i, built from 2006 to 2016. The engine's been phased out now, but those are all over the road. A lot of those cars are out because they're great cars. But, you know, people experience oil leaks. And the thing that I get frustrated with is that when they come to us, many times they've been somewhere else and someone else has attempted to fix an oil leak, but not really gotten to the root cause of the problem. And this particular engine has some passages because it's up in the valve cover itself. And a lot of times we'll see somebody actually go to the trouble of replacing an expensive seal like a rear main seal or other seals or gaskets on the engine, but not get to the root cause. And in this case, the root cause is passages that are restricted or plugged up within the crankcase vent system inside the valve cover. So you can attempt to clean them, but you know, most of the time you have to replace the valve cover, and that's expensive too. And that's kind of why people stay away from that. They're hoping that they can fix the part that's actually lost, you know, its ability to seal, and that'll fix it, but it usually won't.
So is the belief that there's going to be a little oil leak something that you should tolerate, or is it something that you should take a look at?
Great question. Oil leaks are not supposed to occur on vehicles. They do, obviously, for a lot of reasons. As engines wear, as they age, seals break down. You have to look at the service, you know, history on vehicles. But typically, whether it's a BMW, whether it's a GM product, whether it's a Audi or a Volvo or whatever it is, this particular engine, one point I wanted to mention, this is a turbocharged, twin turbocharged engine, right? So turbocharged engines generate far more pressure in the combustion chamber, which relates to just pressure in general in the engine. And if the engine oil is not changed at very regular intervals, and with a BMW, it could be as much as 10 to 12,000 miles, which unfortunately, as that engine ages, that's really just too much. That's too long. So you need to shorten that thing up. But what happens is then we start going down the road. And this is usually what happens. We see is the second owner of these vehicles get these vehicles. They love them. They really wanted one. They're crazy passionate about
one. Been well taken care of.
They get it at 60 or 70,000 miles.
It only leaks a little bit, not much at all.
But the first 60 or 70,000 miles is the roughest miles on that vehicle's life it ever saw. So at any rate, it's so important to know the history. And, you know, just the simple things like changing the oil in a vehicle. And we talk about it all the time here on the show. But just really wanted to mention it because this can be an expensive repair, but it's well worth it because once you get this vehicle, whether it's this BMW or whether it's, like I said, any of the other badges out there, once you get the oil leaks, the root cause fixed and you get on a little closer, oil change regimen, that's going to be a great car. It's going to be a great vehicle and it's well worth the investment. So,
well, and we have customers that have had their cars 200,000 miles.
Oh, easily.
300,000 miles.
Yeah.
Because they've taken care of them. A lot of people have, they're a little apprehensive about every car over, once it changes over 100,000 miles, it's time to dump it. Well, that's not the case at all, because if you maintain your car and you put that money into the maintenance, then you're going to prevent the repairs, which are very costly at times. And you don't need to dump the car. Gosh, most people have paid for it by then, and then they can just drive it for the cost of maintenance.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm
that's
sorry.
Okay.
The reality is that the folks are either going to make payments on cars or they're going to invest in maintenance and repairs.
And hopefully not both.
Right. So it's really, really important that you get your head around that and you understand that vehicles, doesn't matter what kind of vehicle, it's a machine. It is not maintenance free. It never will be. And as they age, if you we've actually graphed this out and you look at it, as the mileage increases, the maintenance costs naturally should increase. Okay.
Just like the human body.
But then they will peak And if the vehicle is maintained and those services are taken care of, that will fall back off. All right. So typically you're going to, you know, you're going to have very low maintenance costs on a vehicle up to about 50,000 miles. And then it starts to increase. And everybody's got a different threshold for what's low and what's high.
But that's when we see the, you know, transmission flushes and things like that. So
right. That's all the maintenance. You want to get in there about 30,000.
Maintenance. Take care of your car. It will take care of you.
Hey, you know, we've got some callers here lining up, Jan. Let's have Brandon send John to us. Hello, John. Are you there? Hi, John.
Hello,
John.
Can't hear John.
John, welcome to Auto Talk.
Yeah, I got a 2001 Honda Civic, and it shut off on me going down the road. And then I just pulled over, started it right back up a few minutes later, and that was like 2 months ago. And now I pulled out of the driveway the other day, and it just sputtered off and just stopped on me, and now it won't start at all.
Okay. All right. So, and John,
I'm just wondering what I should try first before I, you know, take it. It's only $1,000 car, so I don't want to spend a lot of money on it if I don't have to.
Well, I totally understand, John, but I'll tell you what. I don't think that you're going to accomplish much there checking things on your own. Being that vehicle, I think it would be a good investment for you to spend $100 to $200 to have it properly inspected, checked out, tested, and get the answers, because then you're going to make a better decision. I mean, heck, you could jump on YouTube right now if you wanted to, and you could start Googling that vehicle and Google, or, you know, check stalling. And there's a bunch of people that will give you a bunch of answers on different things to go buy and stick on that car. But I'm guaranteeing you're going to spend more than $150 to get it running. Not knowing the maintenance history on it, and I realize it's a
I don't either because I bought it used.
I mean, it could be fuel delivery, it could be a bad fuel pump, it could be any kind of ignition issue, it could be a wiring issue that has really reared its ugly head. So it could be any one of those things. Quick question: when you go to crank the engine, does the engine crank?
Oh, yeah, it cranks really, okay. Really good. It almost feels like it wants to start. It'll sort of run at like 400 to 500 RPM, but it just won't keep running.
Okay, so we know from that the basic starting system or cranking system is intact. So either it's not getting fuel or it's not getting ignition or a combination of the two. So that's really a vehicle that I would recommend you take it into somebody, at least have them do some basic tests and see what they can come up with. Then you can make a far better decision. So, you know, I realize it's a $1,000 car, but hey, you might fix it for $400 or $500 and you're still in good shape, right?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Okay. Well, hey, have a great Halloween. Good day to you, sir. Thanks for calling. All right. Okay. Bye-bye. Great. Hey, good call. You know, that's a common thing that happens with all kinds of vehicles, is that they'll crank, not start. And we all start out with, you know, some basic diagnostic time. We're going to find out one of those two things is not occurring at the right time or at the right time. And hopefully that John can get his vehicle fixed and still be in good shape.
Yeah. And feel good about it too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think Brandon is telling us we're going to have to run to a quick break here, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We got a ton more to share with you and a lot more callers back up. Talk to you soon. Be right there.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And to you. And welcome back to Auto Talk. Thanks for tuning in today. You're listening live to Dave and Jan Murphy every Saturday at noon. We've got a lot to talk about today, and we've had some good information that we're passing along. We've got some callers on the line, and we want to take a quick minute and talk about a couple sponsors.
Yep.
Without our sponsors, we wouldn't be able to do the show each and every week. So
absolutely. You know, I want to say thanks, first of all, to KOI Auto Parts. Wow, what a partner. They supported us through our recent breast cancer fundraiser. We want to say thanks so much to them, but they also support this show each and every week. So thank you, KOI Auto Parts. Also BG Chemicals and BG products that we use in all of our customers' vehicles to extend the life of their vehicles and to give you peace of mind. Just can't say enough about BG. All of the things that they help us with, you know, just incredible products, incredible services. If you're not getting your vehicle serviced with BG products, ask your mechanic why not, because it's definitely in your benefit and to his benefit as well. So,
and they have a wonderful warranty program as well.
Amazing warranty. And it's transferable, doesn't matter. Just when you do finally sell your car, it goes on to the next owner, which is huge peace of mind and really increases the value of your vehicle too when you're trying to sell it yourself, especially. So thank you to BG. All right. Well, hey, you know, we've got a couple of minutes here. Let's take one call real quick. We've had Chris hanging on hold there. Chris, if you can jump on here with us, help him out there, Brandon. Hello, Chris.
Hello. I wanted to ask you about used tires. I seem to remember sometime last year the Ohio legislature passed a law where I guess you couldn't sell used tires anymore, yet all of the used tire places up and down North Main Street here in Dayton and on Dixie Drive, they're all still open and they all look busy.
Great question. I'm going to turn it down here just a little bit and answer your question, Chris. So just because there's legislation and a law in force, if there's no one to police it, people are going to continue to do that. There is certainly a market for used tires. You know, if you look on Facebook Marketplace or you're on Craigslist, all these people are selling used tires. We don't sell used tires for the obvious reason. They may not be safe. As a matter of fact, when we replace tires, when we sell a lot of tires at Murphy's Auto Care, we make certain that the tires that we remove cannot fall into the hands of people that pick up scrap tires. We make certain that the tire is not usable again. Just because if we're going to take tires off the car, we're not going there's a reason we're
there's
taking
a
them
liability
off.
They're worn out. And then there's a safety issue.
Absolutely. We want people to be safe. Yeah. And it's your question is really a good one. I will be happy to look into actually that legislation a little deeper, but my gut instinct is that there's really no one there that's policing them. And, you know, depending on what services most of them offer, and I know exactly what you're talking about. As you cruise around town, in certain parts of town, you see that. So unfortunately, there's a market. There's people that, you know, they just don't have the money, so they resort to that. Or they think they can't afford new tires, unfortunately.
Well, it's not just tires.
I mean,
there's
safety issue.
People driving cars around that aren't necessarily safe or wouldn't right. pass an inspection either. And there's people that, you know, everybody should wear a mask, but not everybody does. I mean, there's just, you're going to see that all over the place. So we would caution anybody buying used tires because, you know, you generally get what you pay for.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with how to inspect tires, not only just measuring the tread depth, but looking at the overall tire. And then also you got to look at the date code on them. Unfortunately, I see a lot of used tires or used to, I should say, we would see them. The date codes on them, the vehicle is so, the tire is 10 years old. That, you know, we recommend it at 6 years, the tire comes off the car, especially even if it's had low mileage on it. You're just taking too much risk when that happens. But I really appreciate that question, Chris, and I'm going to use that certainly as some more content. We'll talk about it again next week, and I thank you for your call. So have a great weekend, a safe weekend out there with that.
Thank you.
We do have to run to another break here at the bottom of the hour, and Brandon will take us out, and we will be right back. Don't touch the dial. We've got a special guest when we come back. Look forward to hearing from you.
This is WHIO's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, this is Rush Limbaugh. This is my home in the Miami Valley.
Dayton is our number one priority. You know that. And as news breaks, we'll break in anytime. 1290, 95.7.
WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy each and every Saturday at noon. We love doing the show here on Auto Talk. It's WHIO's Ask the Expert Weekend, and we are happy that you are tuning in. We're going to take just a minute and talk about Mike's Car Wash, a sponsor of this program each and every Saturday. We want to thank Mike's Car Wash for sponsoring the show, and I want to talk a minute about Mike's Car Wash. I just love going through the car wash at Mike's. You call it the magic carpet ride.
I think you would walk through it if they let you.
I would, just for fun, actually. But anyway, their teammates are so professional. They just, you know, they're so happy, so accommodating, and take my car through Mike's Car Wash as often as I can. It's a fast, clean car wash, never any, you know, damage to the car. It's just a
wonderful product. And we want to thank Mike's Car Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. They have at least three locations in the Dayton and Miami Valley. And the fourth one is now open
in south of town in South Lebanon, Ohio. Yeah. And another fantastic, super high tech.
They're fast and convenient.
Their car wash.
That's right. State-of-the-art equipment in Beaver Creek. They were closed for a little while after the tornado, and they've been open now. And it's just so convenient because you can pretty much go any time of day. That's what I like about it. They're clean. They're neat. The clean car is a happy car. And for more information, you can buy wash books. Make a great stocking stuffer.
That's right.
Gift.
You can stick them in
a card for somebody, get well card, whatever. But people love getting that, getting their car washed at Mike's Car Wash.
Well, you know, and I know that for a fact because every Wednesday at Murphy's Auto Care is Ultimate Wednesday, which is if you schedule your car in for service on a Wednesday, you're going to receive a gift certificate from us to go to Mike's for their Ultimate Wash. That's a $20 value. But I tell you what, read our Google reviews, talk to the people that come and see us all the time. It's a busy Wednesday always for us because of that, because people love Mike's Car Wash. And
for more information, you can go to mikescarwash.com you can see their locations, their hours, and you can even purchase some wash books online.
Absolutely. Don't miss out on Mike's Car Wash. Thanks to Mike's Car Wash. We sincerely appreciate it. So, you know, we do have our special guest on hold with us. So why don't we do that? What do you say, Jen? Brandon, if you can send Sharon to us, we'd appreciate that.
Hello, Dave, Sharon. And Jan.
Hi, how are you today?
I am good.
Good.
Thanks for joining us on the show. We are so excited to have you on and talk a little bit about what we've got going on.
Absolutely, Sharon. I just want to start off by introducing you first of all. So folks, both on Facebook and, of course, listening to us live on the radio show, we have our guest, Sharon Fulcher. She is the director of the organization called Feed the Creek, which is in Beaver Creek. And it is a children's food bank. Which we knew a little bit about over the years, but we wanted to bring Sharon on because it's an amazing job that her and her volunteers are doing to help children that are undernourished in within our community. And I'm going to let you take it from there. If you would just tell us all about the mission, the need, and what Feed the Creek does in Beaver Creek. We'd appreciate that.
All right. Well, thank you for having me on. Yes, Feed the Creek is a weekend food program for the students here. In Beaver Creek, we start with our preschool students all the way up through high school, feeding them. And the way these students are identified is through our counselors, through parents, through friends, anybody. So there's no restrictions for a child to be a part of Feed the Creek. They then will receive, we actually package and take the food to each one of the schools for the kids to take home and have over the weekend. So because there are no restrictions, that allows us to be able to catch any of those students who are on free and reduced, but also students who might fall through the crack because, you know, they may not quite have enough to make ends meet at home. So
right.
That is what we do, and volunteers come in each week. We go through the process of filling the bags, and then we have people that deliver them to the school. For a lot of us who live in Beaver Creek, we don't even realize the need that we have. But one in four students have food insecurity in our community. That's about 24% of our kids don't have enough food.
I couldn't believe it when you and I first started talking and you told me that story. And, you know, Jan and I and all of our children, and we all have grown up in Beaver Creek. We know the community. And, you know, it's certainly a community that reaches out to help everyone, just like all the communities
and
around Dayton.
I
couldn't believe it.
It's a great program. So how can people help?
So they can adopt a child, and it costs about $30 a month to adopt a child, to feed them for the month. Or if they want to do it for the year, it's $300 for the year. Also on our website, if you want to volunteer, you just go to our website underneath volunteer. There's a form you will fill out that will send it to us. And, you know, then we will connect with you and give you opportunities to come in and volunteer.
Wonderful. You know, it looks like you have quite a few volunteers, and that's a wonderful thing. And it looks to me like, you know, 100% of everything that's donated to Feed the Creek goes specifically for that cause. Is that correct?
That is correct. We do have a small stipend that we pay to our volunteer coordinator, and then to the person that's, you know, reaching out to try and, you know, but it is a real small stipend, just enough to like pay for the gas and let them know, hey, we appreciate what you do. Yes.
And so in addition to sponsoring a child, are people able to donate food?
Absolutely. And this time of the year is a big need. So on our website, it only has a few of the sites that are listed here in the community. But if you get our flyer, which is at a lot of sites, like even at your facility right now, it has a list of all of them. So just to list off a couple of them, if you go to the Fire Station 1, which is on Dayton Xenia, on the east end of town, but Knickerbockers, off of Grange Hall has one. Several of our churches have them. And right now, Murphy's Auto has one. But doing a food drive for us is a great way to help support us. That just means that's much less that we have to order when we do need to order. So yes, donations are a great way to help support us.
Well, I'd like to share with everybody how we are trying to make that easier. Number one, as you mentioned, we're a drop-off location for the month of November. And also, we're going to try and encourage our listeners and our normal customers that come in to see us by offering them $10 off on any of the services that they come in to get, as long as they bring some kind of donation to put in the barrel. So we wanted to let everybody know that. And you know, we really are looking forward to filling that barrel several times. So we're hoping, you know, the folks that are listening to us and folks that we talk to through the month, you know, will respond and help out. But in addition to that, we're setting up starting Monday. There'll be a link. If you just come to murphysautocare.com, you'll be able to go directly to Feed the Creek and, of course, see that list of things that can be donated. But as you mentioned earlier, really, you because you have food pantries, you're willing to take about anything because it helps not only children but also families, correct?
Absolutely. So we send family food boxes home to the families over the long breaks, you know, Christmas break, spring break, those kinds of times. Because of the food insecurity, especially during the winter seasons, that is a big need. But we also have little pantries throughout the community. We have one at every one of our elementaries, our preschool, the middle school, and then there are some in other places. But we need the community to help keep those full because we're not able to catch mainly our adults that need help. But these little pantries also help just, you know, the kids as families as well.
Gotcha. Well, we're excited to help. And we're going to do our very best, to get that excitement and that momentum rolling.
It's a wonderful program, and we're going to do our best to outreach to the community as well and those who come in Murphy's Auto Care. I think it's a great program, and it helps the students right in Beaver Creek locally and beyond. So thank you for everything that you do, and thanks for joining us on the show today.
Absolutely. Real quick, if you want to share your website that people can hear and go to learn about it, and I'll let you do that.
All right. Our website is feedthecreek.org, and if you go there, you will be able to see our list as well as volunteer, and I just thank you, Jan and Dave, both for allowing us to come on and just say a few words. Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Well, thank you. You have a wonderful weekend, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Have some fun on Halloween and have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon, Sharon. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So what a great program. It's a wonderful program. So it feeds the kids who might not otherwise have enough food to get through the weekend or the long breaks.
That's right.
We've got some holidays coming up, and so if they're not in school or maybe they're doing distance learning, or they're not at school every day to get school lunches or things like that. So these are set up at all the elementary schools in Beaver Creek, as well as we have a large container at Murphy's Auto Care. There is a list of foods that are in need the most that are easy for the kids to eat and get access to. And so again, that's feedthecreek.org. You can go to feedthecreek.org and get more information on what types of food products are the easiest for kids. They may not have access to cooking or making or whatever, but it helps them after school if they're waiting on working parents to get home, or they're kind of on their own for a little bit, or their moms and dads are working at home and they can't stop and make the meals as quickly. These are things that the kids can eat easily. Sure. And so it's a wonderful program. We're going to be participating the whole month of November, like Dave said. With your help. If you come in and you'd like to drop something off there in the barrel, we're going to make sure that that gets to them right away and feed the kids in Beaver Creek.
That's right. So we'll be talking about it every week here just to let everybody know how it's going. But again, thanks to Sharon and her team. And thanks to Feed the Creek for what they do in our community. So, all right. Well, we are going to get back to Auto Talk. And really have had a great going on today so far. I got a Facebook comment here from Josh. And real quick, Josh has mentioned that he just recently put brake pads and rotors on a vehicle and all new OEM materials. And he said he ended up with, it looks like kind of a slight gouge in one of the rotors, and wondered what would have caused that. So not knowing, Josh, whether it's on the inboard or outboard side, typically when you're doing a brake service, before you replace everything, you're going to make sure the hub surfaces are cleaned, the caliper mounts are properly cleaned, even if they need to be blasted and cleaned. That's at least what we would do in a brake service, and make sure everything goes back, that there's no debris, no stones, no chips, no rust that might get trapped between the brake pad surface and the rotor itself. So, hard to say what caused it, but usually something had to get caught in there that at least made a mark on the rotor. Without seeing it, love to see some pictures. If you want to share that with us, we can. Or if you want to stop by, we'll take a look at it for you. But it's always debris, typically, that's going to cause something like that. But it's a great question, so we really appreciate it. We had a ton of stuff still to talk about.
Yeah, I want to talk about the Goodwill Auto Auction real quick.
Let's do that, because this is a great time to donate your vehicle of any type. Yeah. The Goodwill Auto Auction.
Let's say you're getting a newer vehicle, or you're upgrading your vehicle. If you've got a vehicle that you are able to donate to the Goodwill Auto Auction in Dayton, all the proceeds stay right here in the Miami Valley. And we're partnering. Goodwill Auto Auction. The Auto Auction is live now on
24/7.
On their website. That's goodwilldaytonauto.com. For more information, you can go to goodwilldaytonauto.com. You can check out the cars they have coming up in the auction, or you can donate a car, RV, boat, whatever, to the auction. And all those proceeds stay right here in the Miami Valley. You can call 228-AUTO. That's 228-2886. And they handle everything for you. So thank you, goodwilldaytonauto.com.
For sponsoring the show.
And for all the help that you do in the community. Again, that number is 228-AUTO, 228-2886. Or go to goodwilldaytonauto.com for more information. The folks there will do everything for you. They'll handle the title. They'll tow the car. They'll get it ready for auction. And it's just a great program.
Absolutely. So, by the way, we're looking for another Goodwill Auto Auction gem. So if you've got a great vehicle that you're just not using anymore, boy, would we love to restore that vehicle and all of us help out the Goodwill mission here in the Miami Valley. So give us a call, or call Goodwill Auto Auction at 228-AUTO. All right, we're going to run to a quick break. I know Brendan's pushing me here a little bit. We'll be right back, folks. Take care.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And we're back on Auto Talk live every Saturday at noon. Thanks for sticking with us today. We appreciate you tuning in. We love hearing from you. We've had a few calls today and a few important tips to make, as well as some guest speaker, and we've gone over a lot of stuff. It's the fastest hour in radio. I think one more thing we want to talk about, Dave, is the tundra intermittent scraping noise. What could it be?
Well, that's a very interesting, perplexing question you might bring up. So this was actually a customer's vehicle. They brought it into us, and actually, quite honestly, we'd done a brake service on this vehicle, and then they drove it, and they came back a couple hundred miles later. They had this very intermittent scraping noise happening, and it's interesting because Josh, who's following us on Facebook today, talked about something that gouged a brand new rotor after brake service was performed on a car. But what had happened with this particular vehicle was something called the brake backing plate. And if you've worked on vehicles, you know, that behind the brake rotor, behind the steering knuckle on the front of the vehicle, there's a backing plate. On the rear of the vehicle, there's also a backing plate, whether it's got disc or drum brakes on it. Well, occasionally those can, for whatever reason, become distorted or bent slightly. And it's really critical. And all it takes is for that to move inward towards the rotor, 2-3-4 thousandths of an inch. And at certain load conditions, you can end up with a weird scraping noise, which was the case on this. Now, this particular vehicle was starting to see some bearing failure, which was also contributing to it. And that's kind of what I wanted to lead into with that story, was how critical — I've talked about wheel bearings many, many times before — but how critical wheel bearings are on a vehicle. You know, you can have everything else, do everything else right, and just perform, like Josh did, a simple brake replacement, brake pads, rotors, and all those components, and do everything right. But if you've got a bad wheel bearing, you can still end up with some, you know, with something that's not right, because the wheel bearing is the foundation of the brake system. When you look at it from that perspective, it's what holds everything in place. And if those components are worn, it's going to change, and you can end up with noises.
And you can end up with noises too by not using quality parts on your car. So I do want to say that Murphy's Auto Care, we use quality parts. We don't get the cheapest parts in town and slap them on your car, because we have a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. And we want to thank KOI for enabling us to do that, because KOI has several locations in town, and they are the professional's choice.
That's right.
We use KOI Auto Parts and quality parts on your car so that we can stand behind our service, stand behind that warranty, and keep you safe and on the road and prevent inconvenience. So,
by the way, that's a great point. You know, and people take their vehicles to a lot of different shops, and I know people that listen to us have a lot of great mechanics they've gone to for years.
Yep.
You know, and hopefully that's what they're getting when they go there. And I have to say, we've ran into times when it's just a challenge to get a good quality part. I mean, case in point, some vehicles have a high failure rate of window regulators, and a window regulator is what basically is the mechanism that supports and carries and lifts the window up and down through all the cycles, you know, that it runs through. But unfortunately, some of them are just such poor quality that the parts are available, and, you know, the aftermarket part is replacing the poor quality original equipment part. So it can be a challenge. So, you know, we've been down that road, quite honestly, and it is very challenging. So
ask your service provider. Ask your service provider what kind of parts warranty they have, and make sure that you ask good questions when you're taking your car to your repair facility, because they're happy to answer your questions. How long's the warranty? How often should you have to have this component replaced? Why did the component fail? What tests did they run? Things like that. So there's ways to get to the bottom and know what to expect, and mostly that's for your awareness and your convenience.
Absolutely. Well, folks, thank you all for joining us today on Auto Talk. Thank you all of you who are joining us on Facebook Live feed. We really appreciate it. Happy Halloween.
Stay
Wear your
safe
best costume.
There.
And most of all,
go
watch
Bucks.
For children that are out there, if they're out today on the street, if you're out at night. But go Bucks, that's right, 7:30. Adjust your schedule accordingly
that's
to watch
right.
that game.
And don't forget, the time changes.
That's right. All right. Fall
we'll be back
backwards.
Next Saturday at noon, and we'll be falling back, and hopefully you'll join us next Saturday at noon. Thanks
Take
so
care,
much,
everybody.
Everybody.
Really enjoyed it. See ya.
WHIO Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station. Powered by Back to Business IT. Take care of your business. We'll take care of your IT.